Hi everyone, my name is Thomas, and today I'm going to talk to you about a reading technique I learned. As university students, we have a massive amount of literature to get through, so I took a speed reading workshop. I initially tried practicing the exercises in my bedroom, but there were too many distractions. A local cafe was too noisy, so instead, the library turned out to be the ideal environment to train my eyes. The core of the workshop was about using a visual pacer, like a pen, to guide your eyes across the text. At first, I assumed this strategy was a trick to increase my reading rate. However, my tutor explained that its primary function is actually to maintain your focus on the material. Because your eyes naturally want to wander, the moving pen forces them to stay locked onto the words.
Our tutor taught us exactly how to move the pacer. I used to think I had to look at everything, but the instructor warned us against scanning the margins of the page. Our peripheral vision is wide enough to catch the words at the beginning and the end of the line, so you only need to pace the middle section.
The movement of your hand needs to be smooth. You might be tempted to move in a jerky pattern, stopping at difficult words, but you have to resist that urge. Sweeping the pen continuously underneath the text establishes a reliable rhythm, which compels your eyes to glide forward.
Now, what should you use as your guiding tool? Many people use their index finger, which is okay, but it can obscure the text. A wooden pencil is all right, but the lead can mark the book. I found that a standard plastic pen is definitely the best tool for the job. It's light and glides easily over the paper.
One of the biggest obstacles to reading efficiently is our habit of rereading phrases we've just looked at. The tutor called these backward glances skips, but the technical term we focused on was regressions. By dragging the pen constantly forward, you physically prevent your eyes from jumping back, saving an enormous amount of time.
It felt quite unnaturally initially, and I needed a lot of patience. But after a week of sticking with the technique, I suddenly realized I was flying through chapters. This breakthrough gave me a massive sense of confidence when faced with heavy textbooks. I no longer felt overwhelmed. I've tried applying this pacing method to different types of material. When I read fiction, like sci-fi novels, I prefer to slow down and enjoy the language, so I don't use the pen. However, I rely heavily on the pacer for academic journals. It's absolutely brilliant for extracting key data efficiently for my degree.
You might wonder if your arm gets tired. At first, you do experience a bit of arm fatigue and sometimes eye strain, but quite quickly the sweeping motion is taken over by muscle memory. Your hand does it automatically without you having to consciously think about the physical effort.
If you want to master this, don't expect instant miracles. Attending a weekly reading group or taking an occasional test won't cement the skill. The instructor emphasized that committing to daily practice is the only way to genuinely upgrade your reading speed. Just 10 minutes every evening will make a world of difference.